these mini camps like for you? Is it just kind of a carryover from the OTAs, or what are you guys trying to get out of it?
Yeah, it's a carryover. You know, it's just another practice, another three-day practice where we get a chance to come out here, execute some things they're putting in, taking some stuff from in the classroom, and putting it on the field. So it's a lot of learning going on.
Defensively, are you guys starting to gel with the new unit, or is it still too early?
We're just working at it. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, and you know, that's what I like about this time period. It gives us a chance just to work and you know, see new things, see things through everybody's eyes. You know, when you have new guys out there, you have to go through things. So this gives us a chance, you know, not in the season, not preseason, you know, just against our offense, who gives us so many different things to see different sets.
Do you need to be a leader out here now that you are a veteran out here? Do you take on that leadership role at these camps for the younger guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the older guys, you know, you already learned something, you have something to give back to the younger guys. So it's key to help the younger guys, and then also, you know, a guy like me that's played a lot of football here to help guys, you know, the Reeveses and the Browners and, you know, those guys that are getting out there for the first time in our defense, trying to give them a heads up on some things and trying to make sure I communicate to those guys so they get it, because, you know, for us, some of us, it's the eighth or tenth time we heard something. For them, it's the first or second time, so just trying to make sure they get it.
Mini camp a grind? Training camp's a grind. Is mini camp a grind?
A little bit, but I wouldn't compare it too much to training camp.
Does it start to feel like football once you finally put the pads on? Like, what is it like mentally right now, just kind of going through the reps out there without the pads?
Oh, this still feels like football. I think, you know, our coaches do a good job of making sure we get a true football feel, whether it's going through a lot of different situations, how they set up practice, what the plays and all of that. So the only thing is no hitting. So that's a big thing in football. But as far as, you know, running plays and trying to execute, we get a lot of practice at that, and that's real football-like.
Like the defensive guys more so than the offensive guys, because what you guys get paid to do is hit?
We always say that. We get to punish them more with pads on.
New group all together this season. Some of the keys to developing chemistry between you guys?
Just being out here, I think. Having guys at OTAs and then now at mini camp, you know, it gives us a good jump, you know, entering the training camp and then into the preseason and regular season. You know, we won't be starting from scratch at the beginning of those things. So I think this has been real beneficial just as far as terminology, learning new defenses. It gives us a chance to be out there playing together.
You're a basketball guy. What do you have to say?
I'm not a Heat fan, so I was rooting against everyone they played.